This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And there's a test for every leader, and there's a test for every prime minister and president. Allah Jalla Subhanah raises whom He wants and brings down whom He wants. He gives wealth to whom He wants, deprives wealth of whom He wants, gives sickness to whom He wants, and health to whom He wants. All that is the qadr of the Dhul Arsh al-Majeed. And to the one who is being lifted, and to the one who is being brought down, and to the one who is afflicted with sickness, and to the one who enjoys health, to the one who is in the lack of luxury, and to the one surviving in poverty, all of those are just questions on a test paper. Because you were sent here for a specific duration, for an amount of time, to be tested, tried, examined, graded, classed, classified before you turn and return to your real abode. قال تعالى الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. The one that created death and life to test you, try you, examine you, to see which of you would come with the best of deeds. قال تعالى وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً. And we will test you in both good and bad. So you're enjoying health. What is the test of health? Whilst healthy, were you grateful to the Lord for the health He gave you? Did you use that health in a way that was pleasing to His Majesty? Did you worship and do good? And when He tests you with lack of health and sickness, did you bear the calamity patiently? Did you have sabr and istiqamah? Did you accept the qadr of the Dhul Arsh al-Majeed? Did you show acceptance? Or above that, rida bil qada. Do you see that the one living in health is not to get haughty and arrogant, that no, I am special, so Allah Rabbul Izzah has given me health. Nor the one in sickness should feel that I have committed a wrong and therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah is punishing me. Both are questions on a test paper. Some are tested with wealth. He has money. With money comes its problems. With money comes heedlessness. With money comes arrogance. The verse says, do you see him? Tagha. Ar-ra'ahu istaghna. When we give him some wealth. When ghina, wealth comes, heedlessness comes. So Allah Rabbul Izzah tests, now I have given you wealth, my servant, what will you do? I studied the lives of those who won lotto, and pretty soon they ended up worse than they had started. Like as in the poverty that they experienced after lotto, worse than the poverty that they had come into before lotto. So what did you do with the millions that Allah gave you? First of all, you earned it haram, so it had no barakah. Second, you spent it on women, wine, and songs. You see, it would have been better for him to have been in poverty. He wouldn't have committed those wrongs and those sins. So a question on the test paper was wealth. And a question on the test paper is poverty. So poverty comes, pangs of hunger comes, check to check living comes. What will be your situation? Will you fall apart? Will you sit in a corner and cut yourself? Will you question the decree of the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and fa'alun lima yuri? Will you stretch your hands towards haram? Will you steal and wrong and take and will you turn to drugs and selling drugs? Burning the house of another person so that you could live? Do you see that it's a question on a test paper that you came to set? So whatever happens in life, dear ones, know that this is a test from the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and fa'alun lima yurid. And Allah keeps testing a servant and keeps trying a servant until the deeds of the servant become evidence for the servant or against the servant in the Day of Judgment. Allah knew what you would be before He made you. But if He rewarded you or punished you based on His knowledge about you, you could have said, Ya Rab, I would have done differently. So He brought you into this world, live. Let your deeds be a hujjah for you or against you. So when the Day of Judgment comes, your a'mal is presented, your deeds are presented. You can't say, Ya Rab, I didn't do it because اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book of deeds, meaning your record. Watch the movie of the life that you live. Enough evidence against you. So when you watch the events unfolding around the world, watch it with the correct lens. Currently, in Gaza, there's a genocide unfolding. It is a test for the Gazans. So a test of their sabr, a test of their istiqamah, a test of their iman, a test of their faith, a test of their heart. And from what we can see, they are shining like gold on this test paper. I saw a father hold a lifeless child who has been killed up like this. And he says, Oh Lord, take from us until you're pleased. Like it's okay, we have surrendered to your will. If this is your decree, take until you're happy. Meaning we will show submission. We will show patience. We will show faith. We will show perseverance. And whilst it is a test for the Gazans, the same question is a test for the rest of the world. It is a test for those that walk the hallways of power. It is a test for me and you. It is a test for every journalist on the planet. It is a test for every leader. It is a test for every prime minister and president. You saw what was unfolding. I showed you pictures. It came on your feed. Your intelligence reported it to you. Where was your heart? Where was your faith? Where was your backbone? They selected you, elected you, put you in office to lead. When it came time to leave, you misled. You cowered, you flinched, you bent, you failed. Commiserations to you. You watched a genocide and you could have stopped it. It's a test. Wallahi al-azim, it is a test. They will rise in the court of my Lord. And for every iota of wrong, Allah will ask. And Allah will hold to account. قال تعالى فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an atom of good deed, he will see it, as in it will be shown to him in the day of judgment, both the deed and its compensation. And whoever does an atom of wrong, he will see it, both the deed and its compensation.